Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya D and it's a pleasure to have you here today. Continuing our discussion on the advice to writers by Stephen King, I want to talk about the third advice. The advice is stop trying to please other people. This is a very interesting one because as an artist, a lot of us want our feelings to be validated. And this validation comes from other people saying, your work is amazing. But unfortunately, some people get stuck in the fact that they look only for the validation and stop looking at what's really important, their voice, and more importantly, the individuality that comes out in the story. So without any further ado, let's get started. Harry Potter, the seventh book, when I was reading, and I realized that, spoiler alert, by the way, wasn't read Harry Potter, that Harry had to die in the end. There was an uproar, primarily because the fans did not want Harry to die. And I think to a certain extent, this did influence how J.K. Rowling eventually wrote the seventh book. And I was very angry at the time. If you knew me at the time and you've been with me close enough that I talked to you about Harry Potter, you would have seen me rant about this a lot. The reason is simple. The author needs to have a voice of their own. The author needs the courage to put the story that they thought in their head and then go ahead with it despite the criticism that may come. But often this is not the case. Often you end up writing in a certain way because that's how the audience demands it. See, in a romantic novel, the girl always gets the guy. And this is how the story is expected to be. Any deviation from it essentially makes the story a little bit useless and maybe possibly getting rejected from a potential publishing opportunity. All I want to say here is, it is difficult to stand out from the crowd, but at the same time, you can't just blend in for the sake of blending in. You can't be the person who writes a story in a certain way because that's how it's been done for a long time. You write a story in such a way because that's how the logical way of the story goes, not because that is how it has been done. I want to quote, there is an experiment done with monkeys. So there were 3 monkeys and 2 monkeys. So there were totally 5 monkeys kept in a box, in a big cage. Now, 2 of the monkeys and 3 of the monkeys were separated and there's a partition. On the 2 monkey side, there was nothing. And for the 3 monkeys, there was a banana. The monkey, being curious and liking bananas, goes and tries to get the banana. When the monkey gets the banana, the experiment conductors, the scientists, they hit the monkey with a water splash. They continued doing this for a while. After that, they removed the partition so that now there are 5 monkeys. And the 3 monkeys which have been exposed to the water are not touching the water, the banana. Now the 2 monkeys which have just seen the banana, they are interested to get the banana, being monkeys. So when they go, the other monkeys started hitting them. After a while, they realized that this banana is forbidden. Slowly they replaced the bananas with chimpanzees. Eventually there were 5 chimpanzees, and none of them, even though they want a banana, they are not touching the banana, because none of them knew why the banana was forbidden in the first place. Don't be like that chimpanzee, don't be like that monkey. Write what you want to write as an author. Stop trying to please other people. You are not writing for someone else, you are writing for yourself. You are writing because writing is your dream, writing is your passion. And writing is the thing that you want to do. Not because someone else said, okay, sit down and write. If you don't write, I will maybe fire you or do something that's damaging to you. Write what means a lot to you. Write the stories that matter to you. Do not try to please other people. Because let me tell you something. I have gone to a lot of live music concerts. I have also gone to places which perform covers. And what I realized is a lot of covers, although they are very innovative and they are very interesting, they lack a certain originality. They are the people who have tried to hit the basket but have been afraid and are just replaying the baskets from earlier games. But when someone puts out their own music, whatever they feel, whatever it is that means a lot to them, you can see that energy, you can see that charisma coming out, and the show becomes much more interesting and much more enthralling just because they stayed true to who they were, they stayed true to what they wanted to say and not what other people wanted to hear. The same thing goes for all actors. The more authentic you are, the more original you are, the better your story comes out. See, we don't want to hear another version of Hamlet or another Macbeth. We want to hear something new. We want to see a new T-5 years, which is my new book. I will be talking about this in the end of the episode. We want to see a new Rudra. This is also another book of mine. We will want to see something new because that is where you shine. Because that is where you will shine. And that's what we want to see. Stop trying to please other people and write the story that is yours. Before we conclude the episode, I want to talk about my new book, T-5 Years. It's a web novel that's being published on Wattpad and other platforms. T-5 Years follows the story of Vikram, who lands 5 years in the past in 2015 with little of his memory. He is supposed to change the past and eventually and subsequently the future, but he does not know exactly what it is. Over the time, with few of his memories coming back to him, he has to figure out what he exactly has to change and ensure that he changes it. Will he be successful in his journey? Stay tuned to find out. The link to this story is present in the description, or you can search T-5 Years on Wattpad. I hope you like it. It's a very exciting story for me, and it's been an amazing journey so far. I hope you like reading it as much as I loved writing it. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.